In 1956, Elvis Presley hit the top of the charts with Hound Dog, a song written by but not credited to blues singer Big Mama Thornton. That same year, another song from rural black America made the top 40. Down the Rockin' Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rockin' Line is a road to ride. The Rockin' Line is a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you got to fight it like a fight. Get your ticket at the station on the Rockin' Line. Hallelujah, I'm safe from sin. The good Lord coming for to see me again. Scotsman Lonnie Donegan's version of Rock Island Line was followed by recordings by the Weavers, Odetta, and Johnny Cash. Folklorist Stephen Wade traces the song back for us more than 60 years to an Arkansas penal farm.
On October 1, 1934, using a piece of stationery bearing the imprint of the Arkansas State Penitentiary, folk song collector John Lomax wrote in a letter home, "I ought to turn up something of rare interest here." And the next day, he did. At Cummings State Farm, a group of convicts performed for him a regional work song that would eventually become a part of the American musical idiom, the Rock Island Line.
I said the Rock Island Line
is a mighty good road.
I said the Rock Island Line
is a road to ride.
I said the Rock Island Line
is a mighty good road.
If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find. Buy your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
On this particular trip, John Lomax's only companion was the legendary singer and instrumentalist Hugh D. Ledbetter, better known as Leadbelly. The two met a year earlier at an Arkansas prison where Leadbelly was incarcerated on a charge of attempted murder. There, Lomax made his first recordings of the great songster. Now, within weeks of Leadbelly's release, Lomax hired him as his expedition chauffeur, auto mechanic, and musical demonstrator. There are a few photographs of the two at work, but you can readily imagine them in action. Lomax lowers the cutting arm of the 500-pound battery-powered disc recorder. A ribbon of acetate snakes across the ground. A group of men dressed in black and white stripes throw back their heads in song, and Leadbelly, perhaps leaning on the car Lomax had hired him to drive, listens intently.
Well, Jesus died to save me in all of my sin. Oh, while it's glory to God, we're gonna meet him again. I said the Rock Island Line
is a mighty good road.
3 years later, Leadbelly would record his landmark version of the Rock Island Line, a song he first learned on this Library of Congress field expedition.
Jesus died to save our sins. Glory to God, we're going to meet him again. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want us to ride, you got to ride it like a pony. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
But in 1941, on a radio program called The Ballad Hunter, John Lomax recalled the nine inmates of a penitentiary who sang at his recording machine in Arkansas.
Eight to sing and one to whistle like a locomotive. The song they sang was a cotton-picking song, and they were picking cotton to the rhythm of that song. They picked the cotton fast, like an express train, tearing through the cotton patch on the Rock Island Line. The Rock Island Line, shouts the leader.
Not much is known about the group's leader, Kelly Pace. According to Arkansas prison records, he was born in 1913, and his first arrest for burglary occurred in 1931. He was imprisoned four times, including one sentence for 42 years. Over half his life passed behind bars. Still, this man organized a group of performers who have given us a wonderful piece of American music.
The train left Memphis at 9:30.
Well, it made it back to Little Rock at 8:49.
And I might add, a wonderful piece of American humor. If you listen closely to the words, you'll notice that the Rock Island Line as depicted here provides something less than express service. Memphis to Little Rock is 137 miles, a run of 3 hours or less. This train, as conducted by Kelly Pace, leaves Memphis at 9:30 and reaches Little Rock 11 hours and 19 minutes later. Average speed, slightly over 12 miles per hour.
Stephen Wade is a folklorist in Hyattsville, Maryland.
If you want to ride, you gotta ride it like you're fine. Buy your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.